Well, copal, the word copal comes from the Nahuatl term copal. This name was given to different odoriferous resins that were used as incense and was not restricted to the particular taxonomic group or plant from which it was extracted. In this case, we only will discuss about the copal derived from the genus Burseri. And it's an ongoing project that we have found some guiding questions as, has the importance of copal been maintained over time? Do the extraction and uses of copal continues to employ traditional methods? Have the marketing routes changed since pre-Hispanic times? Have commercialization nodes adjusted to new routes of commerce? Do religious festivity still play an important part in the marketing? Does the marketing of copal of Ozumba State, Mexico, where we have been studying this species for a long time, reflects that of pre-Hispanic times? So we'll see. In order to answer some of these questions, we have been studying some historical documents as Matricula of Tributus Codex, the 16th century, and where it's mentioned that Tasco el Viejo, Guerrero, was required to supply the Mexicas every 80 days 8,000 pellas of copal and 400 baskets tenates, these are the tenates, and these are the pellas, on white copal. But it's a lot, and only was a place. They have around 32 different places tributing to the Mexicas. So what was used? What was so important the copal in those days? Well, Sagún mentioned Tezcatlipoca celebration, that is Toscatl, in which white copal, Ista copali, was offered to Huitzilopochtli, as well as copal bark, white copali. And they said this was only one festivity, it was the most important, but they have several ones as well. So in pre-Hispanic times in Mexico, the use of copal, the main use, was for ritual ceremonial. As you can see here, she is offering copal, and in several colleges, you could see even some goddess using copal. This is the white copal over here, but also was used for adhesive and medicinal, as in Badianus' manuscript is described, as well as for doing jewelry. It was mixed with the wax, and then it was used for the, ¿cómo se dice? Cera perdida, was lost. So today, as in the past in Mexico, it's also very important. What is used now? Well, religious festivities through the year, in every church, they are used copal, ritual baths as temazcal, as you can see here, and traditional medicine and ceremonial dances as many other uses as well. So where is the copal production? And in this case, we will only study the basin of Balsas River that Bob mentioned is a very important place for domestication. And in this case, the Alto Balsas only, which is the closest zona copalera to the Mexico basin, as Montúfar mentioned. And in this case, in this zone, we have the dry tropical forest vegetation. So the genus Burseri and the section Bolokia is where we are studying and where is the copal group located, and we only will mention two species because there are several species in Mexico, that's Burseri copalifera and Burseri vipinata. I would like to ask you if you know how is the extraction method, please raise your hand. No, Bob, you don't count. Okay, and as well as Bruce. Well, then I will explain something about it. And then first, the tree selection is very important. It has to be a strong and healthy at least 2 years since last tapping, and is made by the end of the dry season, as you could see here. So they mark the tree with a leaf of an oak, Quercus laucoides, and then suspended the leaf of maguey with the different tides, as you can see here. Here is the leaf, and to receive the dripping resin. And then the dar fierro, they heat with this instrument called quichala, and then they heat the tree each 2 days or 3 days to the resin still dripping. Well, we have different types of copal. The first class copal, that's white copal, that is in the little basket, a little piece. It's white, it's clean, it's completely bare. So you can see that's a good tree. It's manando bien. So you have a big bar and formed by maguey leaf, as you can see here. This is a very good quality copal with a little shoe. They call this shoe made of mud and cow dung over here that function as a plugs at bases of maguey leaves. Second class copal is broken bars, not good quality, as you could see here, thin resin and small bars with inclusions, leaf, dust, etc. So the person that collects this copal is not a very good and professional one, because when they heat, they make the fierro, they clean each bar that they are producing. Mirror Mira is the copal bar that we mentioned in the Matricula de Tributos, the Pellas, and this is a bar section coated with resin and formed by the recutting of the incisions, and is produced through the whole season, as you could see here. This is one heat, another heat, another heat. So the plant resin is coming out, and at the end of the season, they take all this section, and this is the mirror that we see here. In the basket, there's a little piece. And then after that, where they take off all this part, the hole in the bark is like that and is called calas. We have count 50 calas in one branch. And if you multiply for two or three, these are quite old trees, maybe 200, maybe 150 years. And so another kind of copal here you will see is lagrimita. And lagrimita is a resin that are formed from resin drops that solidified and increase in size due to subsequent exudation. Generally in tears are attached to the oak leaf, as you can see here. Well, and black copal is produced without human intervention, but by insects or whatever. And stone copal or tepe copal is exuding and gathered by wasp, and then they make their nest. They make their nest with this. In some traditional ethnias of Mexico, this is a very important sacred copal. Well, we are going to study the Ozumba Tianguis, where we have been for a long time, and it's included 8 states in the trade of copal, but the main are Guerrero and Puebla, and in the upper basin, Balsa River, and then Morelos. So we'll see what is going on there. So in the commercial copal circuit of Ozumba, we have been studying from 8 years ago what is going on. Where's the copal come from? Where is going? Who is coming? Who is getting the copal? And then we have found that the collector or producer of copal of Alto Balsas, Guerrero, and it's very important the different thickness of their arrows, you will see. And then they take all this copal of that year to the religious fairs. Several religious fairs in Puebla and Morelos states, and finally to Ozumba. But if they don't have enough money to survive until the next year, they sell on advance their production. And that production is in a lower price, it's called al tiempo. So if I need money, I go with several people that I have known for a long time and ask for money, and then I will pay with copal when I will have it. And then from there, if they don't finish their copal, because there's a lot of copal, could be a lot of copal, and then the price go down. And then they go to the secondary fairs and tianguis, and from there they are going to the retailer. And look, it's very important to see the red Tepetlispa name in all the cases, and I will explain later why. And then the reseller, will go to the wholesale dealer from different states of Mexico, as you could see Tepetlispa as well, and then the second retailer, and then Ozumba retailer in Tepetlispa, and finally to the consumer. So Tepetlispa is very important. We didn't realize why until we saw that in any step it was Tepetlispa. It is a very old town, 14th century. It was founded by Xochimilcas, and is strategically located from the main routes. Here is the Alto Balsas, where all the copal came out, and here is Mexico City, and it was Tenochtitlan in the past. So Tepetlispa is here. It's in the past to the main center of redistribution. And marketing. So copal prices in different tianguis. We have been checking different tianguis of the area from the 2005, and we have found that mainly the copal negro in those days was the main one, the favorite one, and from more or less is around 250 pesos. And in the tianguis of Ozumba, it's a very important fair for the Day of the Dead, when there's a lot, thousands of people go there to get their copal and everything they need. And then you can find different kinds of copal, but do you remember which is the first one, the most important, the white one? So it's the main one that arrived there. And you can get everything you need for your feast. So copal prices in Ozumba from the same year, 2005, to now, they maintain nearly static, and some of them they have decreased, not increased. And that's a very important thing to say, because the daily wage in Mexico have increased, but the copal has decreased price. What is happening with that problem? Well, the copaleros spend at least 2 months, 60 days. So if they would have paid the daily wage of Mexico, they will get 4,000 pesos, that is nothing. You don't live with that kind of money. So in this, at least if you divide this money among the cost of the copal, they would need 16 kilos of copal to survive. And then the 16 kilos, the tree could produce around 300 grams or more. But in this case, we only put 300 grams. So they will need to tap 53 trees to survive, not to live, to survive. And poverty limit Mexico is around 4,000 pesos. So they will need double the size of the copal trees to live, and then to live for now 2,000 pesos. So they will need at least 4,000 pesos. So what is causing this problem? Well, first, the increase of demand for copal has resulted over exploitation of copal trees and diminished the population of copal magueys. Do you remember the copal leaf that they used to receive the copal resin? Well, is they don't have that agave anymore. So, but they do have Coca-Cola bottles, and now they are using Coca-Cola bottles, as you can see the shape over here. That has a problem because it's light, and they move with the air, so some of the resin is not received. And that's why they prepare the agave leaves. And so in conclusion, in general, the marketing of copal follows the pre-Hispanic roots. The use of copal remains important today, as you could see. And the religious fairs, which attract many people, are the most important market centers of copal. But the price of copal has not increased along with the cost of the living. Hence, the copaleros are extracting more copal to meet the necessities, and this is endangering this important product. Today, copal collecting is a temporary and complementary economic activity due to its low retail value, and the overcollection of the agave angustifolia leaf used by the copal collectors in the Alto Balsas is causing its scarcity. Now they are introducing to plantation. Based upon the comments of copaleros from the Puebla and Mixtec zone, a regional plan for sustainable extraction and management is urgently needed, but which can be applied to other regions. So that's why Econavio now has a manual that you can see online that for the copaleros, how is the best way to collect copal and extract copal without damaging the tree. But the very old trees are disappearing very fast, and the young trees doesn't produce that much of copal, unfortunately. Thank you very much.